Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, where we saw the wheat open a bit higher, corn and beans opening lower, and the beans a bit lower than many calls today. In Kansas City, a mixed open on wheat, though. The September contract opened at 485 a bushel, down a quarter. December, 501 and a half, down a quarter. March wheat at 508 on the open, up 1.5. In Chicago, September wheat opened at 403 and a half, up 2 cents. December, 423, up 1.5. March at 440 on the open, up 1. May wheat at 441 and a half, up 1.5. And July wheat for next year, 455, up 1.5 as well. September corn opened at 245 and three quarters, down 1.5. The December contract, though, opened down 1 at 263 and a half. March corn, 275 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. May opened at 285, down 2 1/4. July corn at 294 and a half, down 1 3/4. And the December 07 contract at 309 and three quarters on the open, down 1. In the beans, lower opening today, August at 577 on the open, down 4 3/4. September, 581 a bushel, down 6 1/4. November at 596, down 5 1/4. January beans opened at 608, down 5 1/4. The March at 618, down 4 1/4. May beans for next year at 626 and a half, down 5 cents. And July of 07 at 636 a bushel, down 4 3/4 cents. In the soy products, soybean meal for August opened at 161.80, down 70, and the September contract 163.50, down 80. August bean oil opened at 26.65, down 17. The September soybean oil contract 26.85, down 15. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened at 113.10, down 7.5 cents. September 113.25, up 7.5. And the October contract opened unchanged for feeders at 113.40. Live cattle for August opened at 82.85, down 7.5. The October, 87.55, down 2.5. And December live cattle opened at 88.10, up 50. August lean hogs opened at 69.37.5, unchanged. October at 61.72.5, unchanged. December opened up 15 at 59.85. And February opened at 61.30, up 2.5. Pork bellies for August, 84.25, up 35, and February, 93 even, up 45.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Well, the metals are opening down today, as is the price of crude oil. Gold for August is right now at $645 an ounce, down $6.60. August or September silver at $12.20 an ounce, down 4.5 cents. And the September crude oil contract in New York is trading at $74.80 a barrel. That's down just over a dollar. The CRB index right now is at $350.44, down $3.25. The U.S. dollar at 85.01, down 17. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 11 points at 11,189. The S&P 500 index is down 4 at 1274.5. And the NASDAQ is down 6 points at 2072. Looking at the pace of trade on the Chicago Board of Trade now, the wheat is up from 2 1/4 to 2.5 cents a bushel. Corn is mixed, either side of unchanged, fractionally. And beans are down in the 4 1/4 to 4.5 cent range. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We saw the trade lower overnight, opening lower, still staying lower on beans. Is it the crop production reports that people are looking at, or is it just a weather thing?
Well, a technician would tell you it's just consolidation from yesterday's pretty good volume up move. So we're kind of consolidating here for the first hour. Your fundamentalist would probably point to the private crop estimate of FC Stone coming out a little higher than what the trade was working on yesterday. The trade was maybe, I think, looking for a national average yield under 150, and we got one at 151, and the same way with soybeans, it came out a little higher than what the trade was looking at. Also is, you know, there has been a lot of rain around, and there's a lot of rain yet to develop in the Corn Belt here over the next 24 hours or so. So, you know, while there's areas that have missed the rain or maybe on the short side of it, for the most part, you've got a large portion of this crop that's getting enough rain to continue to improve. So, and then, of course, the temperatures are much cooler here going into the weekend. So a lot of the weather pressure excitement that was put into this market over the weekend and early part of this week has kind of subsided. So I think that's kind of where we're at here, consolidating and trying to sort out, you know, how much damage this week's heat wave has done, and how much relief maybe the cooler temperatures and the rain has given to the crop.
I'm kind of wondering what the losses might be like today if there wasn't a forecast of hotter weather returning next week.
Well, hotter weather is, you know, I haven't seen anything extreme. But the thing that we have to realize here in the market, and it's real hard to get off focus, is that we've got a crop out here now. It's far enough along to say that there's a crop. Now, what the trade is arguing about is, you know, is the national average yield, you know, 145, 147, or 148, 150, or 151. So we are now, we've narrowed down the production vulnerability, and that doesn't have as much impact to the marketplace as when you're earlier in the growing season, when you would have maybe as much as of a billion bushel price variability in production in corn and maybe 500 in beans. So, and same way with the beans, now we're starting to argue about, you know, is the yield 39 or 40 or 41 or 42. So we're arguing about a much narrower vulnerability in production. Now, there's always, you have to keep over your shoulders for an extreme August weather pattern to take hold. Of course, us here in the Eastern Corn Belt remember 3 years ago when August was just basically hot and dry. We didn't get any moisture, and it really sucked the yield potentials out of our crop that looked awfully good as of, you know, at the end of July. So that's kind of where we're at in the marketplace. Weather forecasts, when you get into normal type temperatures, won't have much impact.
What does a farmer make at all of all this, and a producer?
Well, it you know, he still has to look at prices and determine, you know, how much downside price vulnerability he's willing to risk. I know for the most part the trade's very bullish the demand factor on corn. There's a lot of discussion of, you know, how low is low in corn this fall. Can the 250 level hold this all the way through? Mm-hmm. Are we going to slide down to the 240s or 230s or 220s? So we're starting to argue that now. And, of course, a lot of that, I think, will depend upon, you know, how this August weather unfolds. But I think, you know, farmers, you know, need to use price strength to kind of sell any kind of needed sales, especially if they're still hanging on some of this old crop, because okay, the clock is pretty well out on that.
Got to wrap it up here, Dan.
Okay, that's about it then.
Sorry about that. Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Quick check of the market as it happens right now. September wheat in Kansas City up a quarter at 45.5. September in Chicago up two at 403.5. December there, 423.5 up two. September corn is down a penny and a quarter at 246. December 263, down one and a quarter. March corn 276 and three quarters, down three quarters. August beans are at 576, down 5¾ cents now. September 581, down 6¼. November at 595½, down 5¾. Bean meal for August 162, down 50. Bean oil for August 26.53, down 29. And feeder cattle on the Merck 113.30, up 12½. August live cattle 83.10, up 17½. And lean hogs for August 69.50, up 12½. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. A mix of clouds and sun, clusters of showers and thunderstorms in the two states, according to Ed Kieser. Some of those storms could be severe today. The highs ranging from 82 in northwest Illinois to 95 in the south. Clearing tonight in the north, a bit less humid, and then in central Indiana and the southern section, scattered showers hanging on during the evening, then clearing overnight, and lows between 62 in northwest Illinois to 72 in the far south. 77 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 10 o'clock Central Time.